Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us. The Don and Mike
Show. You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Why don't you shut up?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's our names, don't wear them out.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Yep.
What? Stop that. Silly. Very silly indeed.
Just don't call us names.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Hey.
These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down. God damn it, they're fags.
Stop it.
What is he, a faggot?
Who are you talking to?
What is he, a faggot?
Hey.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's more like it.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
News, breaking news.
Uh-huh.
I got it for you right now.
All right, I'd like to hear it.
I'm in love.
With?
We spotted him 14 points, and I have to admit, I was not very optimistic up to that point, but that's what we didn't want to happen. But I
love it when he talks about coming from behind.
I know you do.
And tears when he did the shovel pass, right?
Seriously.
The underhanded shovel pass. Tears.
Tears
on his pure athletic ability.
A tear. Not on athletic. It was, Mike, it's so Brett Favre.
It's so him.
Right.
It's so him. Uh-huh. Yeah, when he did that, and I had to fight it back, and
sure.
Janet looked at me and said, "Are you crying?" And I went, "No, it's so him."
Can't say enough about the way we bounced back. Ryan Grant, happy for him. Told him, don't worry about it. Hey,
I would lick every crevice in your skin, Brett.
Is there any quarterback in the league that looks like he's having a better time right now than Brett Favre, though?
Negative.
I mean, honest to God, and that goes a long way in sports.
Sure, why not?
Keep running it. In the last couple of years, haven't had, you know, good experiences when we got behind, especially that way.
Yeah, and speaking of behind, thank you to whoever it is that sent me an email at dynamikewebsite.com. Mm-hmm. Rob showed it to me. Somebody found a link to somewhere where they sell Packers underpants.
Yeah. Here's the very significant question. If you receive it, would you be inclined to wear it on, because it's a new piece of clothing,
absolutely,
never been
Mike.
Worn, would you wear it on the championship day?
I believe it would be the ultimate good luck
All right.
move
I think you're
because
right.
it's the last piece of Packer clothing I don't have.
That's it.
You can, depending on how you wear it, you can make Vince's nose.
Look at this. I'm lying again. Woo!
Hey, Packer fans. Hey, Marie.
Oh, no.
Marie, it's time to blow my nose again.
Hey, Marie. I'm going to be Pinocchio. You sit here and tell me a lie.
Why do I think that?
He tells her a lie? Is it? It's
why do I think that in his coaching days that didn't happen a lot?
What, that Marie would sit on Vince?
Yes. I don't see that. He was one of the original dedicated to his craft.
Hey, don't we have that Monty Python song? Sit on my face and tell me that you love me.
Tell me that you love me.
Sit on my face and tell me that you care. Sit on my face and tell me that you love me.
The original schoolyard joke was they said to Pinocchio, tell me the truth, tell me a lie. Tell me the truth, tell me a lie. Tell me the truth, tell me a lie.
That's the original joke. What's that have to do with Lombardi, though?
Well, that's what Marie would say to Vince. Ooh, scared.
Scared Packer fans. Hi, Ooh. Buzz.
Hi, Dynamite.
Hi there, Buzzy.
Tomorrow night's return of American Idol will either keep television alive and prove that network TV can survive a writer's strike or
Shut up.
Or it won't. Now that our scripted favorites have dried up, leaving the impression there's really nothing on, it's possible fewer people will tune in for this year's American Idol premiere.
Pshaw!
TV viewing was already down before the writer's strike, even for Idol, and the strike would only seem to make things worse.
People may be surprised to know that I can actually hula. I lived in Hawaii for 4 years, and I decided that it would be good to learn some of the culture, so...
Is that Sangina?
I learned to hula, and now I can shake my booty Hawaiian style.
And are they getting a show? I heard they're getting a show.
That's the little brown boy, Sangina. He and his little brown daughter, or sister.
Are starting their own reality show.
Right, the little brown boy and girl show.
Very hot sister,
mm-hmm.
I might add.
Size of her jugs?
Oh, that's right, she's got boobs.
Oh, didn't she have like a Facebook picture out at some point?
Yeah. Yes.
When she was naughty, like they all are.
She jumped up and down with excitement when Sanjaya did well.
And she had a little cleavage showing, too,
a
right?
little, yes.
But what Don's referring to is on her Facebook, she had her picture taken with just a guitar. And she appeared to be naked
right.
on the guitar.
Beautiful.
She's nice. Very pretty.
Beautiful.
So Idol could suffer because of the strike and because TV viewing's down. Or maybe this. America loves its reality TV, which is why American Gladiator, Deal or No Deal, and Biggest Loser have gotten amazing ratings. Some reality shows now are doing as well in the ratings as the scripted shows they replaced. But Idol has less competition now from the other networks this year, so there's reason to believe it will do well and maybe keep network television alive.
Wolf was on the Today Show today.
I've seen him.
He did a howl when they said they picked him up for next year.
Right.
I got news for you. That American Gladiators has got less time.
It sucks so bad. It really does suck.
America loves it.
I mean, why did we love it the first time? Why did I get excited to see it? I think it sucks.
We didn't like the first one. Mm-hmm. The first one.
The first one did not last long.
The real one was in syndication like on Saturday mornings.
Right.
Which is why it was back when we only had like 20 channels to choose from.
Right.
So you would watch it occasionally.
The olden days.
And now, I mean, I burned on it halfway through the first episode, and then I haven't watched it again.
Yeah, I'm not going to give it until the end of February, and I think the reason is NBC, like any of these networks with a good show,
mm-hmm.
they're running it too much. I mean, I already think people are going to burn out on it, but they showed another one again last night,
mm-hmm.
and I think there's another one on tonight.
Hard-hitting question by Ann Curry to one of the gladiators. So they had that stick that they bop each other with on a pedestal, and Ann Curry said something along the line, what are these supposed to do?
She's good.
You brush your teeth with a man.
That bitch!
For sweeps, could they put other NBC stars as gladiators?
Now, if you did a celebrity mm-hmm. gladiators.
Like the late Jerry Orbach?
Now I'm watching.
Jerry Orbach.
He's in the water again. Okay, they're going to fish him out. And then Aaliyah Ali does like a regular interview, but Jerry doesn't answer. It's okay. We understand you're choked up about it.
Honey, Orbach's in the water again.
Face down, Orbach.
What if they just used him to joust with?
That'd be good.
Or just his head.
Put Nerf on
his body.
Yeah, put Nerf on his head and you could hit people with him.
He'd be thin enough.
Or you'd be like those guys in New York that took a dead guy like a Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes.
I know you've heard this.
Yes.
They took a dead guy and they put him in a chair and they tried to cash some Social Security check.
Right.
They would have gotten away with it if they had put the guy in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought him like in a dining room chair.
No,
right.
And had him sitting in front of the check cashing place, and people noticed, hey, there's a dead guy sitting right. in the chair.
I don't know if we talked about it last week, but the guy here in D.C., uh-huh. that dressed as a Brinks guard, did you
right.
have that? Yeah. You had that, right?
I didn't, but we talked about it on the air.
You mentioned it. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Jesus. I mean, I saw the details over the weekend with that story, and not only did you do it twice, but it was almost 24 hours after
and
the first time.
I told you the second one was right in front of the FBI.
In the FBI yeah. building. That, you know what? I think everybody in America, you look now, at a guy like that, and you kind of give a nod of the hat to
follow know. To follow up on
tip
that,
of the hat to
briefly, mm-hmm. there were two separate robberies in D.C.
Right.
late last week that involved people pretending to be Brinks guys
right.
driving up to a bank and just taking money.
And they think it's probably the same person, right?
At least in the first one, I read in the paper over the weekend that they arrested four or five people who work inside the yeah. bank.
Oh, that's right, because they think it was an inside job.
Because they were saying, how come like nobody questioned the guy just walked in and one of the ladies that was a manager or something?
Obviously, there was procedure. He had to know what to say. He had to know what to fill out.
Right.
And he knew how to do that and then get out of there.
You know, in theory, God, it would take incredible balls, especially across the street from the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't that seem like something you'd see in a movie where you see
yeah,
guys,
that's exactly what I thought when I saw it.
You see them casing the place yep. with big binoculars.
Get the going, uniform.
Right, mm-hmm. They show up every day at right. 10 a.m.
And then the guy, you know, you come a day early. And then the regular guard, you know, they have a little switch. Maybe they know the schedule's changing.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that they had made the arrest. I knew they were talking about it probably being an inside job, but I didn't think they arrested anybody.
But as far as I can remember, only for the first robbery, not for the second one that was downtown across from the FBI.
And if they arrested people and it was inside, who knows how long it's going to be before they get the guy.
Yeah.
If he's not on some, you know, desert island. Island right now.
They had a pretty good surveillance picture of him.
They had a good surveillance picture of him, and but you
he
know
looked,
if,
he looked like excuse me, Mike. Who's the guy that was on the Urkel show? The guy that was the dad on the Urkel show.
Oh, Reginald Bell Johnson.
That is. He looked like Reginald Bell Johnson. Thank you, Rob.
Oh well, now that you've identified him that way, he's going to be busted. He's
chance.
Done now. You better hide.
Reginald
Run and hide.
Bell Johnson.
Run and hide.
Hide, little man.
O.J. Simpson will stay in that Las Vegas jail cell till Wednesday when he goes to court for allegedly violating his bond. He may stay there even longer than that. There's evidence Simpson broke the court order to have no contact with other individuals in the case. There's a tape of him talking to the one guy who didn't turn state's witness against him. In that conversation, O.J. seems to be warning C.J. Stewart not to change his story. O.J.'s lawyers say he was just communicating with a member of the defense team who provides security, transportation, and a little investigating. But the judge was clear when he outlined the terms of O.J.'s bond, including Pigeon, on the list of ways he might communicate. If the judge feels Juice violated the bond, he can order Simpson to stay in that jail cell.
You say Pigeon like someone like would tie a note to the leg of a pigeon?
It was like the diet. He said, you cannot use email. You cannot use a phone. He said, you cannot use carrier pigeon.
And for the first time in a long time, when they were bringing him back to Las Vegas, did you see that video of him?
I did not.
Where you want to see a guy that's trying hard to smile and look like it doesn't bother him.
In cuffs.
But you know it bothers him. And they put him right into the cruiser. He's wearing like a golf shirt. It looked like they grabbed him on the eighth hole.
Well, he must have been out looking for the killer.
He was searching those sand traps again.
And now that the primary election season's moved to a place with African Americans, race has become an issue. In the upcoming South Carolina primary, black voters will get their first say in this still partially open field of candidates.
You Rob Spiewak, I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head ass.
Here's it.
Still the most requested song here on Total Request Live.
It's an issue.
Here's number one requested song by Paul the Sixth today.
It's always Paul the Sixth with you. One thing you miss about Carica.
All right, Sherwood High.
It's Paul the Sixth or Paul the Fifth?
Paul the Sixth. They call it PVI.
PVI, gotcha.
Here's how the race turned racial. While giving props to Martin Luther King's legacy, both Clintons recently pointed out it was an uncharismatic president, not a charismatic leader, who forged the civil rights laws. Hillary says Obama is now distorting their words to make it appear they were diminishing the work of Dr. King. And then there's the head of Black Entertainment Television introducing Hillary to function over the weekend after hinting at Obama's teenage drug use.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
The polls show Blacks switching their support from Clinton to Obama now, and although we've been fooled by poll numbers on Obama before, his overall numbers are up. He's now essentially tied with Mrs. Clinton. His weakness seems to be lack of experience, according to the latest survey by ABC News and the Washington Post. Some of John McCain's numbers, meanwhile...
That's not what Rob told me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. That doesn't surprise me.
What makes a Nazi?
Yeah, but he gets all
How does he get that way?
He gets all his information from that special website.
Yeah, he's twisting words constantly. Mm-hmm.
Some of John McCain's numbers have doubled. His electability score has tripled, McCain's has. People are even starting to listen to what he has to say about Iraq, according to the poll. But McCain, he matches Hillary's numbers also in leadership and electability. And when we return, disturbing tales of marriage.
Oh, well. You don't have to read a story for that. You want to come to my house tonight, I'll talk to you.
Which one of us is going to be standing up and lecturing?
All of us.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Now here he is. Now he is all smooth and drippy like butter on popcorn.
Buzzy Burbank is his name. Buzzy Burbank is the news and he does such a nice job.
Go to the movies and you say, I'd like extra butter with that. Guess what? It's not really extra butter you get with that.
It's something else. It's bad.
It's called Buzz's Love.
It's just like kettle corn.
Now here he is.
You can order extra. Hi, Don and Mike. Las Vegas weddings, a staple of our culture, have hit their lowest number in 10 years. 2 summers ago, the Las Vegas City Council decided to issue marriage licenses only up until midnight instead of staying open all night as they had.
Rob Spiewak writes, I was just eating some popcorn.
Oh.
Thank you for telling me.
Yep.
Timing. Yeah, George, song is popcorn by Hot Butter, everybody.
Popcorn.
Turns out shortening the hours.
The old ones, the bold ones, the never been sold ones. You don't hear this one on the radio. Ah, there's a good goddamn reason for it. It stinks.
It's terrible.
So marriage licenses down in Las Vegas because they're not staying open all night. The city isn't to hand out the licenses. It turns out, however, that this has had a dramatic effect on the city's many wedding chapels, many of which were open all night. The city issued 20,000 fewer marriage licenses last year, so now the city council's thinking about going 24 hours again. In England, here's the other disturbing tale of marriage. In England,
England can kiss my ass.
Fraternal twins separated at birth, grew up, and got married to each other.
I love you.
Oh, my God. Tell me they haven't reproduced.
They have not reproduced.
We talk like this even though we're from Britain. I can't believe you're my sister.
How are ye? Oh, I'm just about to have the baby. It looks just like it's a honeydew melon.
I want to suck on your yellow, discolored teeth that look like Dick Clark's.
And they weren't, you know, when you say separated, they weren't like separate. They didn't saw their heads apart.
No.
They were adopted separately. Oh, they were adopted separately.
And they never knew each other. They never even knew they had a twin when they were consummating their marriage.
Hello, love.
But fraternal can look pretty similar, right?
They can. They didn't in this case. They didn't recognize each other.
Twins. Something about twins?
Right.
I met my girlfriend's twin sister.
Yeah.
For the first time over the holidays.
Oh, really?
They are born 5 seconds apart.
Right.
They look nothing alike.
Fraternal twins. Mm.
Right. Nothing.
Right. By the way, this couple in England have now ended their marriage.
Got to watch out for those twins.
Well,
I'm kidding.
Who do I know who was married to a twin?
My mother.
Ah, well, there you go. That must be it.
Somebody else, too.
Sure, you have your CDs and your MP3s, but...
Oh, that's right. Mrs. Harmon Killebrew. That's
thank
right.
you.
She was
thank you.
She was married to a twin. Sure. I'm sorry, Mrs. Kirby Puckett. I'm trying to think of anybody more. Okay, Mike. Mike was.
Thank you.
You're happy with your CDs and your MP3s, but do you have the latest technology?
What's that?
It seems they have found a way to put music onto a vinyl disc and package it in a way that makes it suitable for framing. And get this, it sounds way better than your old-fashioned MP3s, even a little better than CDs.
Get out of town.
No,
What do they call this thing, Buzz?
They call it a record.
Oh.
And it's selling like iPods. There were nearly 1 million vinyl albums sold last year, a figure over 15% higher than the year before. People love the retro. And a consumer warning.
A timeout.
Yes.
Are people buying turntables then?
Either that or they're digging out the ones they already had.
Or they're just moving their fingernails around very fast.
I seen the coolest thing over Christmas. We've talked about
it. What's that?
It's an iPod dock that'll charge your iPod.
Yeah.
But also it has a built-in phonograph player, record player.
That's
so
cool.
You can play the record and it'll put it into your iPod directly.
Turns the individual songs into MP3 files.
Right. It's so cool.
Very nice.
Wow. That's almost like having a toaster that turns into a leg brace.
Someday.
Transformers.
What? I had nothing.
Leg brace.
The Transformers crowd loved that, however.
What was that, Mike?
A leg brace? It's the one Forrest Gump had.
My leg brace is so hot.
I had nothing. I shouldn't
that
have
was
put,
funny.
I shouldn't have put my coat on.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Who was married to a twin?
Note to self.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Toaster and a leg brace. File that one.
A consumer warning this evening about diarrhea being caused by chewing gum that contains sorbitol. British doctors warn that sorbitol's laxative effect may cause diarrhea so chronic it can cause severe and unwanted weight loss.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
Which means they're going to sell a lot of it now.
Oh, cool. I'm going to chew gum. I have been chewing a lot of gum lately, and I have been losing weight.
Who doesn't want diarrhea?
I swear to God.
Well, don't get dehydrated.
Don't get it on your leg brace.
Do you remember back in the day? You went on a gum diet.
Really?
I swear to Christ.
The gum diet.
Mike went on something.
I chewed gum in place of food.
For about one day. That was also your bread diet. Do you remember when you just carried around a loaf of bread? When you would get hungry, you would just have a piece like a Wonder Bread.
A piece of Wonder Bread. That's what I had. Yes, yes. They've all worked.
Every single one.
To different degrees. To different degrees.
Don't forget the Hollywood diet.
Yeah.
It was a 2-liter bottle of orange goo.
That drink you had to drink?
I think you bought it at Sears.
And wasn't there one that we both tried where they you put the hot sauce in the drink?
Hefe made that.
Molasses. Oh, and
that was nasty.
Yeah, bad news.
New laws are cracking down on reckless skiers. In Switzerland, cops with radar guns.
Okay, just mention one name here. Sure. Sonny Bono. Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Radar guns they're using to track speeds considered too dangerous, and insurance companies underwriting the radar guns because of 70,000 accidents in recent years, a dozen of them fatal. And in Park City, Utah, reckless skiing can get you 6 months in jail and a fine of up to $1,000, same as a DUI. They don't just hand out tickets. You can be arrested on the spot and taken to jail for reckless skiing in Utah.
SWI.
Now. Reckless under this law is defined as speeding or being drunk or showing careless disregard. In Virginia, reckless driving is defined, among other ways, as 20 miles over the speed limit or more.
The bad thing is when they pull you over and they ask you to walk a straight line, it's impossible in skis. You just can't do it. Leg brace.
And finally...
Do you think there would be a radio station out there that would have the balls to call themselves either WDWI or KDWI?
Yeah, I think in this climate there wouldn't be. It would be hard to find one.
Well, I know that back like when our station here in D.C. took WJFK, it was thinking that that was
very controversial.
That was awful.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
KDWI.
Not only did people forget that it was an awful idea, people forgot it initially right away.
You know, not only who cares about D? I'm telling you, those are call letters that work.
Yeah.
WDWI.
Very nice.
KDWI. WDWI
rolls off the tongue.
Now someone's going to steal it.
And we've got those commercials that we run with the junkies saying, "Hey, if you're if you need a
DWI lawyer,
bookmark this guy."
Right, exactly.
Every time I hear that commercial, I think, "Who is it that gets so many DUIs that they got to bookmark
it?"
Bookmark the guy. All right, we're
on. Bob's raising his hand.
You're on KDWI.
He likes to drive drunk. Finally, the time on the meter.
It's always Friday at 5 on KDWI.
Time for our happy hour.
I'm Michael Scott Shannon on WDWI.
When David Binner of Doylestown, Pennsylvania got a $5 parking ticket for an expired meteor, he paid it and wrote in the memo line, "Go F yourself." Only he used the word. The clerk who opened Dave's envelope and read that word was offended and called the police, who added a charge of disorderly conduct for Dave. But the disorderly charge has since been dropped now that Dave has apologized. And if you ever have to apologize for anything, say what Dave said. And I quote, "This is not my normal nature and a temporary lapse of judgment vented in a moment of frustration."
Right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Sorry, we're out of time.
Yeah. There was one time, not too long, the last couple of years, I owed you money for something.
Oh, yeah.
And wrote you a check. And in the margin, I wrote...
For a sex act.
For oral. God. And you remember you...
But you didn't put oral.
It was something awful.
It was B, and then the other letter.
Butt sex. And didn't you take it to the bank and cash it?
I cashed it.
Sure.
And they cashed it. They gave me money. And I was wondering whether the clerk would even look at it, and the teller did not glance at it.
It cleared. It passed.
Well, I was actually shot it through one of those things, like where the coins exploded.
Right.
We must go.
Oh, we got to go. See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir. Good day to you, sir.
You listen to that album.
Goodbye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.